Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to,
I mean,
how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Hello, do you speak English, sir? Parlo usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, and it is Tuesday.
Tuesday!
There's no short name for Tuesday, is there? It's just Tuesday.
Well, it's pretty short. Yeah. I mean, what do you do? Day?
Yeah, what do you do with Tuesday?
Yeah.
It's just Tuesday.
Yeah.
Anyways, Tuesday. All right, we got a lot in store for you today. Plenty of guests coming on. The 4 o'clock hour, we have a really special guest joining us that you will not want to miss. We've actually got Marshall Hainer joining us, Bitcoin Economy of 2021, followed up by Dr. Kelly, Victory, Steve House, and I got together on a three-way text chat with Dr. Kelly, and a very, very sharp doctor that's going to point out a lot of the things we're doing wrong with COVID and wanted more than one segment to explain all of this. That's how in-depth we will get. So we will do that. We will do that in the 4 o'clock hour. Be fun.
Yeah. She's just going to point at this whole state of Colorado and say that.
And talk about how, despite what the press will tell you, ICU beds operate best at 88 to 92%. And.
Yeah.
And again, we're going to get this from the medical side of the fence, not from just Andy and I's opinion. Which I think our opinion is pretty valid most of the time because we do study and read, but...
And we generally quote them.
Correct.
Right.
All right. Impossible question of the day yesterday, which I thought Andy's answer was good, but we were off. 30% of us were relieved that in November and December that this did not happen. Andy said violent protests. Answer was... You didn't have to spend time with extended family due to the pandemic.
I should have thought of this because, remember, John, yes. I brought this up going into it. I said, John,
you did.
You know, a lot of people are going to use the pandemic as an excuse
not to
get together with family.
You should have said that yesterday. Anyways,
I should have.
Anyways, that's okay.
Oh, well.
Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. Today's impossible question. During December, 14% of households had this tacked up on their refrigerator. 14% of households in the month of December had this tacked up on the refrigerator.
You know, my parents, they would always have pictures up on the refrigerator. And parents do this. My parents had pictures on the refrigerator drawn by more talented kids from other families.
And I don't have... I
really
honestly,
hurt my family.
The only answer
feelings.
I could think of in this one is advent calendar.
You know,
I know a lot of families stick that thing on the refrigerator.
I think, yeah, that would be one. I think another one is cards, Christmas cards
tape
that they
on.
Get from people.
You could
I don't put
well
anything.
Right.
Do you put anything on your fridge?
No.
I don't either.
Mine's not magnetic, so it's tough to do that with. You got to use scotch tape, and I don't, you know.
Yeah, mine's wood.
Yeah, so it's a little tough to do things with that. So, all right, we got several things to talk about. Before we do that, though, real quick, I do want to introduce our great new sponsor, Dave Hart from RoofMax. Dave, welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks, John.
Dave, I really appreciate you calling. And I got you started yesterday. I appreciate you joining us. And I know enough about what you do, I feel, to speak to it fairly intelligently, sure. But I do not know all the ins and outs of it. So real quick, tell folks, what is RoofMax and what are you bringing to the Denver market that we haven't seen before?
RoofMax is basically a spray-on application where it's designed to extend the life of an old shingle roof by as much as 15 years or possibly a little more as well. I know we get a lot of hail out in the area, but we don't actually get that much based on the size of the population that we have. Therefore, there's a lot of roofs out there that start seeing some age due to the sun exposure, the dry air, how close we are to the sun, And so shingles tend to prematurely wear out in this climate, along with the shingles wearing out a lot faster than what the manufacturers say they should anyway. So along with that, we got a product designed to apply to your roof. It's a real simple process, safe for pets and animals and plants and all that good stuff, which basically rejuvenates, rehydrates, if you will, the shingle, helps keep the granules on, does provide some additional hail protection as well.
Okay.
So it actually soaks into the shingles. It's a pretty neat, product.
It's a really great product, by the way, folks.
Yeah, Dave, does this basically help most after just aging, or does it help with after, say, light, not heavy, but light hail damage? Is this just something to prolong the life period?
Correct. Yeah, generally what I'm seeing, and I'll use my particular roof as an example. I put a roof on my house when I bought it 10 years ago. In the last year, I've seen some expansion contraction cracks due to it. The asphalt is already drying out on that shingle. And so whatever the circumstance is, whether it's 20, 25 years old, 8 years old, shingles are drying out tremendously faster than they used to because they're using about 30% less asphalt in the shingles, which is what gives up the flexibility and help it to expand and contract. But it's not doing that. You know, manufacturers are saying roofs should last a 30 years or what have you, and they're just simply not doing that.
Hey, this, by the way, great product. For those of you listening, whether it's for your own home or you've got some rental properties, condominiums, whatever, anything with an asphalt-type roof, or, Dave, does it apply to anything out there? I mean, is it strictly asphalt roofs, or can you apply this to other sorts of roofs as well?
At the moment, it's strictly asphalt roofs. They are doing a lot more R&D to see what other applications that we can use on to extend the life of additional, such as the wood shake sheeter shingles.
Right.
Can't do much for tile,
correct.
Concrete tile.
Correct. Yeah, tiles, tile.
Yeah, pretty much your organic products, asphalt, wood, stuff like that. But right now, it's just for asphalt.
And real quick, talk about the organic side of it, too, because I know when we had our discussion, I was fascinated. I think this is a great product, so I have no problem helping you with this product and getting it out to our listeners, because I think it's a fabulous idea, fabulous product. And same as you, I have just watched the different shingles and the things that are on the market. I'm not in the construction world, but I'm in it enough and dabble in it where you could tell something was going on where we're not getting the same quality shingle today we were years ago. Now, talk about what this product is. I know you can't get into all the specific formulas of it, but I think it's fascinating what this is made of. Talk about that.
Sure. It's actually derived from a soybean. So it's a soybean oil. And for those who are curious, all the allergens that people are generally allergic to on a soybean product have been taken out. It basically comes from a soybean. The Ohio State University and Battelle Labs. Battelle Labs is actually one of the world's leading experts in research and development. And the Soybean Council of Ohio actually got together and developed this product and decided, hey, that's working good. And not to plug somebody else as such, but they're also starting to use the soybean product in Goodyear tire and the tread portions.
I did not know that.
Drying out and better traction, all that. So it's come a long way. It's been used in a lot of different things.
Hey, Dave, I mean, the basic reason you do this is to prolong the life of your roof,
to put off roof replacement.
So just give me a rough percentage here. In general, what percentage does this save you from roof replacement?
We're averaging between 15 and 20% less the cost of replacing. So if you look at it, if we do three applications of the product, you're going to spend over the course of 15 years half of what a roof may cost today over the course of 15 to 20 years. And that's not accounting the cost increases of replacing a roof.
Right, right. Inflation, which we all know is coming at some point here.
It goes about 8 to 10% every year
on
the roofing products,
I mean, this is amazing. A great product. Everybody listening, RoofMax is where you can go. You can actually go to real quick, Dave, give your website out for RoofMax, and we'll give your phone number as well.
Sure. Yeah, the my website is roofmax.us/south-aurora.co.
Perfect.
Or you can simply go to just roofmax.com, and that'll get you to me as well.
And by the way, RoofMax has two X's, right? Two X's.
Correct. Two X's on Max.
RoofMax with two X's. What's the phone number, Dave, where folks can get a hold of you?
Sure. 303-710-6916.
Now, I also know something you and I have talked about, because we're going to do some other things also business-wise that you and I do. But one of the things we had an idea of, and I'm double-checking to make sure I can offer this, if somebody calls and wants a free roof inspection to just get an idea of what they're looking at, will you come out and do that?
100%. Okay. Yeah, I definitely need to see if the roof is going to be a good client for it. But 90% of all roofs really do not need to be replaced.
Okay. Perfect. Dave, yes. I appreciate it. Thank you for joining us. We'll be talking to you on a, you know, probably a biweekly, monthly type basis. If anything comes up you want to give to our listeners, by all means, let me know. But again, we'll keep having you back, get some updates. This, by the way, folks, is a great product. One last question, Dave, that I think folks probably are going to ask, because I think I would. Temperatures. In other words, we're now kind of in our colder months of the year.
Yes.
Is that a problem for you? Or if the temperature is above 40, 50 degrees, can you still handle a roof?
Anything over 38 degrees for 2 to 3 hours, middle of the day, I can get a roof taken care of for you.
So right now you're good.
I'm good right now. Yeah, I've actually looked at 3 roofs today. So we're
perfect.
Good.
So there we go, Dave. You're the man. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks
for your support. You've been a longtime listener as well, and I appreciate that also, sir.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it, Andy. You guys have a wonderful day.
We'll do it, Dave. Really appreciate it. And again, guys, that is Roof Max, Dave Hart, a great guy, as you can tell. And you know, it's really funny. Just as a side note here, Andy. So Dave is a longtime listener.
Yeah.
Has been a roofer for years and got into this particular product and thought, hey, you know what? I think John, Andy, the guys at KLZ would be a great resource to actually get this in front of other people, listeners, and so on, to where I can actually get the product out. So basically turned from a listener to a sponsor, and we really appreciate that.
We absolutely appreciate it. And you know why? Because, first of all, we're kind of like family here.
That's right.
And secondly, we not only get into, you know, housing and all this stuff we do, we geek out on it.
Right.
We do. We geek out on new stuff that
right.
comes along,
right.
just like this.
Yes, great technology. So, yeah, for those of you listening, if you've got any kind of a roof, you want it inspected, you don't know where it's at, you don't know what it's looking like. Those of you that are looking at selling a house, by the way,
oh, yeah.
I would have Dave out, have him look at that roof, because here's the thing. An inspector's going to look at that at some point anyways during the sale process. Get Dave out now. Get that roof freshened up. It may break or make your sale depending upon what's going on with the roof. So get him out.
Oh, yeah. It could definitely steer an inspector away from demanding that you put a new roof on.
Well said, Andy. Again, 303-710-6916. That is Roof Max.
Roof Max in South Aurora keeps your roof going strong with roof rejuvenation. Modern asphalt shingles are manufactured with less oil than they used to be, so they dry out sooner, leaving them brittle and unable to expand and contract with the extreme temperature swings. Especially here on the Front Range, where your roof handles high elevation sun, UV exposure, and severe spring and summertime storms, along with more than twice the national average snowfall, your shingles wear out even faster. Roof rejuvenation with Roof Max could save you up to 85%. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to 3 applications every 5 years, Roof Max could help your roof last 15 years longer. Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it. Call Dave Hart with Roof Max in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916.
Hey, we just talked about tires a moment ago with Dave from Roof Max. And yeah, tires are at cost at Extreme Auto Repair. Cooper Tires sold at cost. They've always got a great deal going on, and they'll inspect the rest of your vehicle at the same time. 303-841-1071 or find them at klzradio.com.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong! Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership service contract. Promises kept.
All right, reverse mortgage specialist, that's Bruce Simmons. If you're sitting on a pile of equity, that could be cash you could use to do whatever you want to with it, whether it's taking a vacation or buy another property, or live on. You could do any of that with a reverse mortgage. Talk to Bruce today, 303-467-7821, or again, find him at klzradio.com.
Owning a relatively high-value home does not make you immune to cash flow problems. It's more expensive to maintain and insure. Property taxes seem to go up every year. And of course, you may have a sizable mortgage payment to make every month. You don't want to sell, but you wish you had a little more margin in your budget. As long as you continue to pay your taxes and insurance, a reverse mortgage with KLZ's Bruce Simmons could give you the financial cushion you need. Thanks to recent changes by the Federal Housing Administration, you may be able to eliminate your monthly mortgage payment, setting you up comfortably for as long as you live in the home. Starting in January of 2021, homeowners 62 years and older with higher value homes may tap into a larger portion of their equity, giving them a better chance of qualifying for the loan. Get in touch with Colorado's first certified reverse mortgage specialist now at klzradio.com/reverse.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. So if you haven't heard in the news, Scotland has now been shut down with COVID.
No!
Completely shut down. So in honor of that,
yeah,
we have a little clip we'd like to play in honor of Scotland being shut down by COVID. You ready?
I am.
Charlie, you got my sound up? Here we go.
I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
Fight against that?
No!
We will run!
And we will live. Aye. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Until COVID.
Until COVID.
Sorry, William Wallace.
Yeah, Scotland has changed. Absolutely everything William Wallace said there is reversed.
Just out the window. It's gone. Done. That's just unbelievable. I mean, are we making fun of a virus? No. We understand. The virus in certain situations can be very deadly to certain individuals. We get that. I'm not making light of that. But these individuals that movie was about,
right,
were literally fighting for their freedom.
I know. And now it's gone.
And they're just now giving it up.
It's absolutely gone. And it's gone for something that, let's face facts, is killing at a pace of about 0.1% of a population.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're treating it like the plague, which wiped out a third of Europe. This is crazy. They're shutting everything down for this.
Yep. Yep. It's about as crazy as this next clip I'm going to play.
Okay.
Here we go.
Created the world and everything in it. Bless us and keep us. May the Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon us and give us peace. Peace in our families, peace across this land, and dare I ask, O Lord, peace even in this chamber, now and evermore. We ask it in the name of the monotheistic God, Brahma, and God known by many names, by many different faiths. Amen and a woman.
Sorry, I just had to laugh. A man and a woman.
Directly from the Shebrew.
Oh, my word.
I mean, that is just...
It's just lunacy. Andy, have we lost our ever-loving minds?
Yes! Yes, we've lost our minds.
I mean, not only as a country, but as a world. We just heard, you know, Scotland shutting down because of COVID, which, by the way, I think is ridiculous. We've got people in Washington doing the opening prayer saying, amen and a woman.
Amen means so be it. So
yes, exactly.
A woman means so she it. I guess. I have no idea.
I don't know. These people are ignorant.
I have no idea what this means.
I mean, that to me just shows how ignorant this individual is. Representative Emmanuel Cleaver.
Yes, and he's
and
up there doing
these people are elected to office.
He is elected to office by actual human beings casting actual votes
for
this person.
Scary.
For someone this stupid.
Very scary.
And by the way, you know, if I may, for just a moment.
Go ahead.
Look, I understand it's not a Christian nation in the idea that, gee, everybody's a Christian. It's a Christian nation because that's our foundations, and
right.
those foundations allow you to believe what you wish. I get that, okay?
Yep.
But this guy, in everything he said, shows absolutely...
ignorance.
Well, not just ignorance, but absolutely no love for the Bible beliefs at all.
Thank you.
It's like a stupid study to him or something.
Totally,
I have no idea.
Total disrespect for all religions, if you ask me, in what he just did. First of all, he's combining everything into one, which every religion out there is not one.
And all of
nor
them
do
are,
they want to be.
Yeah, they'll look at you and say, please don't combine me with them. Please
yes.
don't combine me with
yes,
them.
Yes, but he did. He combined everybody together, and then he has to be so stupid at the end to say amen or a woman.
It's the only social distancing he doesn't support is that between religions.
What an idiot.
I mean, this is, yeah.
What a complete, utter idiot.
He tries to combine them all into this one hodgepodge and shows absolutely no devotion to any, and meanwhile comes off like a complete imbecile.
You would have been better off, in my opinion, to have done nothing than to have done that.
Yes.
Right?
Don't even pray.
Don't do a prayer at all if you're going to do that. Just disregard it and be done with it and move on.
Yeah, because, you know, John...
I would have been better... Andy, I would have even been better, and it would have been more fine with me to have had him get up there and say, you know what? Everybody has a different faith. Some have no faith. Let's just take a moment of silence.
Yes.
For 10 seconds, and you do your own thing. Come back after 10 seconds, call it good.
Well,
that would have been better than this.
In this guy's case, I think he should take more than a few moments of silence. I mean, this guy should just be silent.
He just shut
when
up.
When you are that dumb.
Yeah, thank you.
Don't speak.
Yeah, zip it.
Zip it.
Isn't that
Exhibit A.
Austin Powers, zip it.
Yes.
But I should have had that clip ready.
But the guy, once again, while trying to reel off all kinds of faiths and whatever, showed no love for any.
Utter lunacy. And moronic behavior.
Yes.
All I can say.
And this is a woman.
This is a representative to the 117th Congress. We're doomed.
We are doomed. I mean, how can you even imagine an America where somebody that stupid, I don't care how left wing a sector is. Okay, I don't care. How can that much stupidity be put into office? How can you get 51% of any group to put someone that dumb into office? And here's the thing, John, I guarantee you they're proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
It really is. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back. What's not unbelievable is the fact that there's some inventory at Franktown Firearms, because in a lot of cases, gun shops do not have any. They do. You can buy a gun at Franktown. You can get trained on it. You can buy ammo for it. It's all there, and all the accessories as well. Go to klzradio.com or call 720-770-7777.
Buying a gun alone doesn't make you safe. Recently, the team at Franktown Firearms has been working with a lot of beginners who just want to feel safe. Widows living alone who need to protect themselves. People with arthritis in their hands who may struggle to load or rack a handgun, depending on the model. Anyone can learn defensive shooting skills, and buying a gun is a great first step. But you need to know how to use it confidently. The team at Franktown Firearms encourages everyone to try out different guns on the range before purchasing. Right now, mention KLZ to receive a free hour on the range when you purchase a new firearm. Once you've purchased your firearm, the team at Franktown advises you to sign up for one of their basic training courses or one-on-one instruction so you can become completely comfortable with that particular gun. Free gun rentals are included with private training lessons. Visit klzradio.com/franktown now. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Golden Eagle Financial, make sure that you're set for the year in your financial world. You do that by calling Al, 303-744-1128, or find Al at klzradio.com.
Saving for retirement is not the same thing as having a retirement plan. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, helps people near and in retirement who have already saved up the money they need, but who haven't really thought about what comes next. You wouldn't hop in the car for a two-week vacation with no destination in mind. You wouldn't hire a new employee without a job description. You shouldn't retire without a clear idea about how you're going to collect the money you've been diligently saving all your adult life. As soon as you retire, your focus shifts from saving money to making money last. Your risk tolerance changes. You need a financial advisor who specializes in wealth preservation, not wealth accumulation. Set up a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money, and Al Smith will help you create a plan. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Sharon says, "Love this company. They have gone above and beyond to respond to our copier and service needs for the past 10 years. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. Olivia Perez Cuba's joining us now. Winning for Women. Olivia, welcome back. Happy New Year.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on again. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. We appreciate it as always. We've got a very, let's say this, some pivotal things coming to, tonight and tomorrow. Make sure I say this correctly. Tonight and tomorrow.
Correct. For tonight, I don't know how familiar your listeners are, but obviously we've got the two Georgia Senate runoff elections down in Georgia, where you've got Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue who are running, and really, this election is about way more than just voting for Georgia senators. It's about defining the future of America,
right,
and ensuring that the American way of life is promised. And I think every vote matters. If you've got friends in Georgia, if you know anyone down there, encourage them to get out and vote. Polls close soon, and there's a lot on the line.
Olivia, can I be worried for just a moment here? My wife has a friend down in Georgia, and she was interacting with this friend online, I guess, and he said he went in to vote, I think it was yesterday or the day before, and he was informed he had already voted absentee. Have they cleaned stuff up enough down there to where we can trust this?
I certainly hope so. I think also the best way that you can, if you suspect that things are a little bit sketchy, if you're weary of the system that's in place, I think the best way to combat against that is to go out and vote and make sure that your voice is heard and make sure that your interests are served properly in the coming months, because this race is so important. Voting is important. Faith in our institutions is important. And I encourage, again, everyone to just be paying attention, have their ears to the ground, and if you know someone in Georgia, get out and vote. Winning for Women Action Fund, the group that I work for, has played its small role. We ran a six-figure digital campaign featuring Nikki Haley, going out and encouraging people to vote, talking about kind of the dangers of what might happen if the Democrats there win, pushing ideals like socialism and the Green New Deal, court packing. This is what's on the line. So, again, every vote matters. So if you are hearing some stories, if you're weary of what might be happening down there, the best way to combat that is to vote.
Yeah, well said. That's exactly what needs to happen. I know it, and I don't have a good level of intuition on this one. Andy and I talked about this a little bit yesterday. I know, I don't know, Olivia, if you do or not, as far as, you know, what the outcome will be. I think right now, looking at some of the polling data and things like that, and again, this polling data, it's not always accurate, but it's going to be a close race. So I think what you guys did in making sure people get out and vote was very key.
Yeah, totally. I think, honestly, I'm weary of polls. I think everyone should be at this point because we're constantly told one thing and the opposite happens. I can speak for that firsthand with the number of women elected this cycle. But, you know, I think I'm cautiously optimistic. People always say that, so I feel silly repeating it, but it really does come down to turnout. And the good thing that Republicans have working for them is that a lot of Republicans like to go out and vote on Election Day. So hopefully we see a big kind of surge and uptick in the number of Republican voters. And I am cautiously optimistic that it's enough to get us over the finish line.
Olivia, does it sadden you a bit to see the other side come out and make it very clear, hey, if we win in Georgia, we are not just going to legislate and go and do our jobs in Washington. Our goal is to seize power and create a one-party nation. We're going to expand the Senate by 4 seats, all Democrat. We are going to legalize all kinds of new voters. We're going to do these things. Everything they're talking about is pushing for a one-party state. And does it sadden you at all to see so many people willing to vote for that?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, these are things that we're making up or dramatizing in any way. These are literally the things that Democrats are running on. You saw Chuck Schumer a few weeks ago come out and say it'll start in Georgia and he wants to change America. That should scare everyone. And the American way of life is worth preserving. And we have to fight for it. It starts with Georgia. And 2020 was, relatively speaking, a pretty good year. I think a lot of Republicans did better than people expected. And we got to keep fighting for 2021 across the states and in state legislators, but looking forward to 2022 and beyond. It doesn't end here, certainly.
Olivia, do you see 2022 as being another year where we see a lot of new Republican women running and taking office? And in fact, would you see it as being a year where we see a lot of primaries happening? Because right now there's a big divide in the Republican Party. Some of the more established candidates, shall we say, Mitt Romney in Utah, some of these are almost certainly going to get tossed and replaced. Do you see a lot of Republican women rising up and maybe running for those positions?
I certainly hope that we see an uptick in Republican women running. My job. We are doing what we can now to continue to recruit as many women as possible. And I think one of the best things that we saw out of this year was that success kind of begets success. To see the success of so many Republican women across this country this cycle really inspires other women to stand up, raise their hand and say, if they can do it, I can do it too, and run for office. So we're certainly hoping to recruit and help to support as many qualified Republican women as possible. So we'll see.
Can I look forward really quick here? I'm going to look way ahead. Don't hate me for this, but to 2024.
Okay.
I'm not alone here. The buzz around Kristi Noem is huge. Absolutely huge. In fact, I'm going to say it right now. I think she's the front runner. Are you hearing this? Are you hearing that she and some others are just real strong possibilities for 2024, including one who ran some ads there in Georgia that you just spoke of?
Totally. I mean, Kristi Noem did some work for Winning for Women and was so impressive. I think she has a lot of people are now aware of her. She's impressed a lot of people. It's only 2021, barely.
Right.
I have no idea what 2024 is going to look like. But I would not be surprised if she's up there running for president. And I wouldn't be surprised if she's the only woman either. We've also got Nikki Haley and a few others.
Yep.
So I feel really good that at least one woman will be running for president in 2024 on the Republican side. And that makes me really excited.
All right. So both, and I agree with both of you guys, by the way. And one of the questions I had was, as we look towards 2022, which let's play this out. So let's say we win tonight, which I'm like you. cautiously optimistic, Olivia, we win. We get in, and let's face it, things will be pretty stalemated when it comes to big changes happening federal governmently speaking because of the stalemate that will happen in the Senate, which, by the way, is exactly what this country needs right now, and I hope that's the outcome. Now, saying that, let's say that does happen. We now look ahead, and I know you guys will be looking ahead greatly, and you're going to do this no matter whether we win tonight or not, but ultimately you're looking ahead to 2022 because depending upon what the Biden-Harris administration does, it could mean a big flip even in the House in 2022. What do you guys feel about that, and are you already looking for those key races that potentially could be won by the right strong conservative woman?
Absolutely. A few points to make for this question. I think, one, we were able to close the gap that Democrats have in the House, that majority gap that they have, pretty significantly.
Yes.
They do not have a majority by much. That is very encouraging. It makes 2022, it is very possible that we flip the House. Also, though, over these next 2 years, Democrats are moving so far to the left. You are going to see the progressive left put more moderate Democrats in really uncomfortable positions. They're going to have to answer to them.
Agreed.
They're going to have to answer to the craziness.
Agreed.
And that makes them especially vulnerable. And I think it even more so positions us to retake, to flip the House in 2022. So we feel really good about that. I think we've got an eye towards, obviously, finding, recruiting, supporting Republican women in a lot of those seats. And I'm excited for what's to come.
Olivia, when you look at the rift that is rising up in the Democrat Party, do you see them potentially blowing a ton of money on primaries leading into 2022, really opening the door even more for a GOP win?
Totally. Yeah, and look no further than in New York. There's talk now of AOC primarying Chuck Schumer, of all people. So no one's off the table here. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how the rift on the left really helps Republican candidates and the Republican Party general. I think it's a real challenge that the left is going to have in the coming years, and Republicans are ready to take advantage of it.
Well said. All right. How do folks get involved with Winning for Women, Olivia?
Go to winningforwomen.com. You can see all the work that we've done this past cycle. If you're interested in running for office, you can. There's a little tab there where you can reach out to our staff and also learn more about the candidates that we supported, so many of whom are now congresswomen and kind of making names for themselves and building a team, building out policies. We're really excited about it. So winningforwomen.com or at winningforwomen on our social medias.
Perfect. Olivia, as always, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Great chatting with you.
You bet. Have a great evening. And we had some folks even yesterday call in yesterday, Andy, with frustration with the party and where are we headed and what are we doing? And I'm going to quit supporting individuals and so on. What I would tell you right now is this is one organization where if you're going to donate and give something, not necessarily to the entire GOP party. So if you're struggling in that area, here's an alternative because they are putting really good, solid women in places that are winning. And it, honestly, folks, it's to their credit that we did gain as many seats this year in the House that we did.
Oh, absolutely.
It literally is, folks.
Yes. You know, one thing that drives me nuts about both sides of the Republican Party, be it my liberty side or the more establishment side, is both sides get in this rut of saying, we want someone like us.
Right.
Rather than we want someone who will win.
Which I like their approach because they're doing what you just said.
Right. They want to win.
That's
they
right.
want, and they, first of all, they understand in modern America, women sell better. That's the way it is.
Well, but they also know that women sell better, and if a moderate
ones.
Woman needs to be in a particular race,
right.
that's what they're doing, which, by the way, I want to win, so I'm all for that.
Well, you and I are into business. We understand you got to sell to the market you have, not
That's
the market
right.
you wish you had. And what they're saying is, hey, you know, in this place we can put Lauren Boebert up because in this conservative district, she's a great fighter.
Mm-hmm.
In this more moderate one, a purple one, you've got to have a more moderate woman candidate because we have to win with that district. I love
right.
it.
I love their approach. I think, honestly, the reason why we keep having them on, by the way, is they speak our language.
Yes.
And the lady that we've been talking to, Olivia, by the way, she is a smart gal. She gets, as you can tell, she gets all of this. They picked the right person to be the communications director for that organization because she does a great job. And I again, folks, I wish, I mean this sincerely, I wish we had other PACs or factions, if you would, that looked at politics and winning the way they do.
Yes.
I wish we in Colorado did this.
You know, another thing, yeah, absolutely. Another thing is, I never see someone like Olivia leaving the ship.
No.
Okay? Because once again, you've got people on the establishment side, like Mitt Romney or these kinds
right.
of people. We have the
failing.
What about the former head of the Republican Party here in Colorado? I forget his name now.
Wadhams?
No,
who
before
else?
Him.
Call?
The lawyer. Ryan Call endorsed Joe Biden.
I know. Call's
and
an
jumped
idiot.
Ship, okay? And also now you've got people on the Liberty side saying, hey, you know, if we don't see enough support for Trump, we're going to leave. Okay,
you
and
can't
you got
do that,
all
folks.
These people saying they're going to leave, and I'm looking at them saying, guys, don't leave, make it better.
You can't. You got it. You've
and
got.
And that's
to,
what she does.
You have to take this approach. And again, the biggest reason why I like what they're doing there is, if you run through, and I've done it, and I'm surprised we haven't been criticized yet for having her on by certain individuals that are out there, because when you look at the roster of women that they've been funding, if you would, or that they have
right.
inside of their PAC, people that they've been supporting. There's some names in there that some hardcore Liberty folks would probably look at and, I don't know if I could actually vote for that particular individual if they were on my ticket. I'm being honest.
True.
Doesn't matter. If they're winning in the area that they're in, so be it.
But you also have some...
Right?
But you also have some establishment people who will look at a Lauren Boebert and say,
right.
I'm not really sure I can support that.
Thank you, Andy. And my point is, they don't care. They're
no.
just looking at it as who's going to win and let's help them do so.
Yes.
And on top of that, I'm going to add one more layer to that. On top of that, they go out and recruit and say, hey, I think you would be a great candidate for this particular race. Let's support you. Let's train you. Let's get you in and let's make you a winner in that particular race.
Exactly. It's not just, hey, you're a woman and you're a Republican. No. You're a woman. You're principled. And you are cut from the right cloth for this district.
For this race.
Yes.
Thank you. That's what I love about them, and they're doing a great job. So I know I'm giving them a huge plug, but folks, if we don't change our mindset, especially in Colorado, to do what they're doing and take a lesson from them, we're never going to win again here.
No, we're not.
So we have got to take a lesson from their playbooks. That's why we keep having them on. So, all right, Michael Bailey Law is up next, mobile estate planning. And make sure that your estate is in order as we head into 2021. People will go nuts over your stuff if you don't, and I mean that sincerely. Go to klzradio.com or call Michael directly at 720-394-6887.
KLZ's mobile estate planner doesn't overcharge. Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law believes everyone should have an estate plan, so he doesn't want the cost to become a barrier. In many cases, like a basic will or trust, Michael Bailey charges a flat one-time fee so you don't get surprised with enormous hourly expenses after the fact. It's worth the value for a thorough, accurate estate plan that protects your loved ones well. KLZradio.com/estate, the reasonably priced attorney.
Purify Chevrolet, where if you want to buy a new or used vehicle, it's the place to go. PureForChevrolet.com, 303-659-8311. Don't forget, you can see a brand new C8 Corvette on the showroom floor. There's not many of them out there you can actually go take a peek at, but you can at Purify Chevrolet. Stop by, say hi. Again, PureForChevrolet.com, 303-659-8311.
Hi, my name is Denny. I've been a customer of Purify Chevrolet since 1994, and I got attracted to Purify because I was and still am a Corvette enthusiast. They were recommended to me to do modifications to my Corvette, and it's transpired into over a 25-year relationship now with the dealership. Over the course of the years, I've probably purchased 24 Corvettes and numerous company vehicles for my business, and it's just been an outstanding relationship all these years. If you're a Corvette enthusiast, there's probably not a better place to take a Corvette for service or any modifications you'd like to make. And from the day I came up there back in 1992, you just come away impressed. I've known Rolly now for 20-some years, and a good business relationship turned into a very, very good personal friendship.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Loveton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right. In other news, this is myself, Andy, and Charlie, by the way. Jacob Blake shooting in Kenosha.
Yep.
Officer will not be charged. That came out, I believe, today, just a few, actually a few minutes before we came on air, so about an hour ago. In turn, they are readying for potential riots because
of
that.
Well, of course they are.
Unbelievable.
Look, and it says right here, investigators reviewed more than 40 hours of video.
40 hours?
Yes. 200 separate law enforcement reports, 1,600 pages of police documentation, as well as a review of the case by an independent use of force expert. Okay? And this guy, you know, he was shot 7 times in the back, left paralyzed, and so forth. He was dangerous. He was trying to get away. And if they did not get him down, they were letting a very dangerous person get away.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The bottom line is, I don't think this was close because they're saying no charges, I believe, are going to be filed.
Zero. Zilch. That's why there's a potential for riots. They actually went into what do you want to call it, where last night they went into a not state of emergency. I'm not saying that right. But basically they're locking the city down, if you would, making sure that nothing goes on, doing their best.
Yeah. Well, you know, and what they basically said was that the police responding to the domestic call, I'm reading from it here, found Blake agitated, no kidding, said he was holding a knife, and they tried to take him into custody, even tasing him. So this isn't cops going out and trying to hunt down a guy.
And then, by the way, they did call a state of emergency. I did say that correctly.
They called state of emergency.
I didn't think it
was
that serious, but yeah, they called a state of emergency for Kenosha.
They're right to do so.
City of 100,000 people. So.
They're right to do so. And here's the thing. I wonder if anything will happen because they do have a very, very weak governor there. But he learned his lesson. Evers is horrible. The fact that he was ever elected is a stain on the state of Wisconsin.
Isn't he the librarian?
Something like that. Yeah. He is awful. I mean, to say this guy is weak is an insult to weak people.
Right.
But after what he went through last time, I'll bet you he's going to have those streets secured.
Well, Trump had to go in and clean his mess up. So
he did. This blows my mind. Trump went in and cleaned this moron's mess up, and what do? They vote Trump out.
I
don't think they
earlier.
Did. I think it's fraud.
We've entered
you know.
Into a new level of lunacy in this country. I have nothing else to say.
Me either.
We literally have entered into a new area of lunacy. Ken is up next. Ken, welcome. How are you?
Hey there, guys. Doing
hey,
good. Hey there, Andy. I just thought, you know, I know someone, well, not personally, that is just as dumb as the guy that was doing the prayer, and you're going to agree with it, too. And I'm just surprised you didn't bring it up.
Oh, my. Who?
The lady that said that we could throw away in our state, you know, it had to do with the guns, clips. Yeah, she says, oh, when the clips are used up, there won't be any more.
Yeah, that was good.
That lady.
That was classic.
Rhonda Fields.
Yeah.
Rhonda Fields.
Yeah, see, you should do a contest of see who can think of somebody just as dumb as the guy that did the prayer. See?
Good point, Ken. You got me there.
I'm in the running.
Yeah, you got me there.
I mean, Rhonda Fields is the comedic relief on a sitcom. She is, with comments like that, my goodness.
Well, it just goes to show you, Ken, between her and others that are elected into office, that voters have no common sense. Or they wouldn't vote for them.
No, they wouldn't. That was Rhonda Fields, wasn't it?
I believe it was, yes.
I thought. If it wasn't her,
if
then,
it's not, I pardon,
then
but
whoever,
somebody else in Colorado was. But
then whoever made the comment, they're a sitcom character.
But okay. I believe she was one of the main instigators of the, or instigators, yeah, I'm going to call it instigators of the magazine ban in Colorado. So I'm pretty sure it was her.
Could be.
I'd be shocked if it's not, by the way.
Golly.
Anyways.
But Ken, you put up a good contender.
Yes, you did.
You put up a good contender.
But see if someone can top it.
Ken, I appreciate it. Thanks for the phone call, as always. And he's got a great point. That guy that did that prayer is not the dumbest one out there.
Who was the congressman who was worried about Guam?
Oh.
When we put everything on one side, it could tip over.
Ron Johnson.
Ron Johnson. Not Ron Johnson from Wisconsin.
No.
A different guy.
Yeah.
Okay. And he was worried that if we put,
Too many Marines on Guam, it would tip over.
Yeah.
There was actually hearings on this.
Yes.
We've played them on this show many times. I actually have clips of that in my files. We could play.
I think that rivals anything.
And he's still there.
No.
Yes. He's still in office, Andy. When we come back from break, I'll tell you what he still does. He's on some high-ranking committee, believe it or not. Still to this day. I'll tell you in a second.
Okay.
We'll be right back. American National Insurance is up next. Get your insurance reviewed, checked on, and make sure you are properly insured. And Paul Leuenberger can do just that. 303-662-0789.
Your home insurance should include the stuff inside your house, too. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance, remains one of very few agents who will sit down with you and ask specific, detailed questions, making sure that in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. After a fire, you won't only need a new place to live, you'll also need to replace your gun collection and your jewelry. In those situations, you don't want to work with an agent you found online. You want to talk to someone who knows you, someone who will take the initiative to call and see how you're doing. Even in less disastrous situations, such as accidentally dropping your wedding ring down the sink, the proper coverage with Paul will make you financially whole. Paul Leuenberger can't relieve the emotional loss of a family heirloom, but he will make sure that you can replace your possessions at their full financial value. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
All right, it was Diana DeGette that actually said that about throwing the clips away, and it's Hank then Johnson. We messed up. It's Hank, not
great.
Ron.
Then Diana DeGette, who we've never thought was very bright anyway, she's right. The dumb one.
So Hank is still in the House of Representatives Transportation Infrastructure and Committee on the Judiciary, and he thinks Guam may tip over.
It's like a lily pad.
That's who's in charge.
Just sitting up
Judy,
there.
You're
the
up.
Water.
What's going on?
Okay, the guy that did the stupid prayer.
Yes,
he was brilliant. Look at all the publicity he got. He was a no-name.
True.
And now everybody's talking about
him. Yeah, you're right about that one. Well
he
said.
Exactly what he wanted to do.
Yeah, you're probably correct in that one, Judy. Well said. Yes, I stand corrected. Thank you. And yes, she's exactly right. He's getting lots of press.
So no publicity is bad publicity?
Or bad publicity is good publicity?
All publicity is good publicity?
You know, all news is good news? I mean...
I don't know, man. I don't know.
He just sounds really, really dumb. But yes, Hank Johnson has been there since 2007. He was actually elected regional whip for the 8th region, Georgia, Florida, and so on, of the Democratic Caucus. He's a member of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, the Congressional Black Caucus, the Congressional Arts Caucus, and the U.S.-Japan Caucus.
Here in Colorado, didn't Casper run against Diane DeGette?
I believe
last
so,
time
yes.
around.
I believe that is correct, yes.
My gosh, would he have been a better choice? I mean, wow.
By the way, I didn't know this, but Hank Johnson is one of three Buddhists in Congress. Wonder what he thought of the prayer.
Ugh.
Just asking. He's still there, so.
I don't know.
I still can't believe that somebody in his, you know, somebody that has the positions that he holds would think Guam would tip over with too many Marines.
That's unbelievable. Buddhism, by the way, is a wisdom faith, and that's what
he
holds.
He doesn't have that, unfortunately.
No.
he missed that day.
So maybe not a good Buddhist.
He was absent that day. All right, if you're listening to us on the replay hour, thank you very much. We appreciate it. We'll come right back, though. Hour number two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.